purpose, and maybe also to add is that for the tools of trade for the missions, we are now in the last stage of issuing a purchase order. A service provider has been appointed for the missions, the tools of trade, and we are looking at this distribution taking place between end of June to early July this year. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and DG.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we've tried to cover as many of the questions as were asked. If not, please, we will answer them if members feel that we haven't answered them sufficiently. Over to you, Chair.
All right, thank you very much, DG. Can we proceed to ARS? I see there's a hand, Honorable Swart.
No, Chair, not an earlier hand. Before we go to ARS, because the honourable members might ask questions, I have follow-up questions on the answers, Chair. DG Dango, thank you very much for your responses. And I'm happy that you have responded to most questions. But yes, we should have a diplomatic footprint. But how do you determine the posting officials to missions? What is the criteria of the rotation? Because that is what we have been asking, DG. Is the rotation of officials on merit, on experience, on favoritism of officials requesting to leave to go abroad? So are we saying an administrator who does not get placed in a mission abroad becomes demoralized? My observation is that officials at DIRCO have become entitled to rotation of placement abroad because of the foreign payment currencies abroad. DIRCO has left this for years and years, and it has happened, and they've even said, yes, DG, that if I'm making tea, I can come back and count money. They've not said no when we have asked them this. DG, on you saying you are waiting for human resource assessment and how you are going to implement insertions is not good enough to me, because the department repeatedly is saying that the skills audit is done and dusted. We are awaiting verification from the Public Service Commission. Now, if HR is still pitizerating up and down to and fro, going to give you advice as the DG, going to tell you this. Now, DG, I'm raising this because as this committee, we have requested physical CVs that were brought to us, real CVs of the Department of Finance, the Section of Finance. They brought us CVs where we saw all the flowery things of people who've got events management, who are at finance, people who are LLB holders, were at finance, and all other skills that have got nothing to do with finance. And we requested this because of all the repeatedly times of the report of the AG. So we're pleased to say, can we see the CVs? We requested to see CVs of the people who are dealing in properties. There was nobody in properties, DG, who had a real estate. There was no skills of a quantity surveyor. There was no skills of people who've got anything in relation to do with properties. Now, DG, I nearly fell off my chair now when I discovered today for the first time that from the 1st of May 1991, DIRCO has had a list of properties from Public Works. And that since 1999, there was a process of that was handed over to DIRCO as well. Because as this committee, ever since we got here, we have been singing now. The following is what I'm kindly requesting that this committee be finished with. A milestone report as we advised on properties. A handover report from Public Works. The handover report from Public Works, which you are requiring, DG, is because on our first oversight visit, DERCO officials who were still there, who are not here today in the form of the official Benefice Africa, said to us they could not answer us how much they are paying Pan African Parliament, how much does it cost to maintain it on a daily basis, because they were saying that it's at Public Works and Public Works still does the payments. But today, if we have people talking in Chinese, yes, the problem. It means ever since we got here in 2019, you have been playing games with us. And we've been sitting in meetings day in, day out for nothing, asking you questions. We are requesting an audit report on properties. We are details, DG. For example, DG, if you are saying you are disposing of a property, you must tell us when the evaluation was done, what is the value for money, that if you are disposing it off, is that it is completely not going to assist us. What stage? Because this French that they are talking today of 1991, 1999, HIBO, I must actually take some medication after this. If you are renovating a property anyway, in any mission, are you renovating it for occupation? Are you renovating it for leasing? If it's for leasing, what income are we going to generate if you are renovating it for leasing? If you are renovating it for occupation, is it ours? Do we have a title deed on it? Because we have had many stories which are shocking at DG Dango, where they say a property is ours, but when you ask for a title deed and stuff, they will tell you that they've been fighting for the past 15 years to get a title deed, which they still don't have today. I have heard Mr. Manuela telling us of how people, the structure gets ballooned on people who are on unpaid leave with their partners. Ambassadors, we understand. It's a core function of ours because we have to place ambassadors in countries where we have got relations. So that one is a given. None of us can argue because we well know that the president will appoint an ambassador. The ambassador, while in training, is being paid and all those sorts of things. Now, mine would be that we get a detailed report on those officials that have been seconded to bodies, to organizations, who you partly pay and those that are being fully paid by the bodies or organizations that they've been seconded to, so that we separate them, that there's 20 that we are part paying on their secondment. How many do we have that are seconded that are being fully paid by those bodies on their secondment? Now, we are being told 2.8 billion versus 2.9 billion, shortfall of 1 million. It is because DG, there's no alignment. We'll always be looking for additional budget. There's a shortfall of 1 million from the 2.8, which must give us 2.9 billion. We are sitting with people that you ordinarily don't need. Some of the people that don't have the skills in what you are supposed to be doing. Now, if I'm hearing English properly, that those people, you are still going to take them for training, aligning them. We should be told what you guys are doing when you are doing that. Because if we are saying that after the skills audit, it is very clear that there are critical skills we still need. There's a mismatch of which we discovered ever since we came here, of which we have been saying, do a skills audit. Do this, do that. So you are telling us you will keep investing in personnel at finance who have got legal qualifications and have got no finance qualifications. You are telling us you are going to keep on investing in people at finance who have got qualifications in events management. But then somewhere along the line there you tell us that you've got goods and services, events and tourism, they must go play there, those officials. They're far away from the money. they must go play there by the tourism and events things there where they belong in terms of their skills. Because you are saying that treasury does not allow you to take money from goods and services, which is not allowed for this to pay them. Yes, that's fair enough, because treasury can see that you are sleeping. You are not aligning your things appropriately in planning. So I am saying that the countries that you are saying that you have these events under goods and services, where you are promoting tourism. Me, I want you a detailed report, Ms. Bengu. You must tell us, Gucci, these 20 countries is where we are promoting tourism. And also, we should also be finished on what is your relationship with tourism that leads you to you running programs for tourism and promoting this, so that we understand these things clearly. But when now you budget for goods and services, you budget for tourism to bring tourists here. And you must tell us what is the percentage after you have done those programs of yours in those countries, how many tourists do you assist tourism to bring here, so that we can see that you are using money where tourists come back and invest in the country and go and stay in the Kruger Park and go and stay wherever. On the ICT, I didn't hear properly. Maybe it's because I was writing while you were talking. I just want to understand that you are saying that the green project on BT Communications is sorted. So you are saying BT Communications is no longer there, or you are saying that BT Communications is moving out slowly but surely by doing whatever it needs to do. And I'm happy that the staff at head office now have got gadgets. You are saying by end of June to July, the missions, there's a purchase order. But maybe if you can just clarify there, you said something about the green project, but I did not get to understand whether you are saying that, because the last report you gave to us was that you had gone on tender on the project that would get the green project BT Communications to be out and a new service provider to be in place. If you can just clarify me there. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay. Let us just bear in mind that we still have ARF to deal with before 1 o'clock. DG and the team?
No, Chair, we can go to ARF, but I will just pray that the new DG, if we ask written responses that by Tuesday we'll have them, Chair, I'll be grateful for that as well, so that they share with the committee my additional questions, so that in the interest of time we can move to ARF.
Okay. DG, in your response, you'll encompass the proposal of Tuesday written response.
We'll give a comprehensive written response by Tuesday on these questions and maybe some of the others that we may not have touched on comprehensively. Okay.
Okay. ARF, we can migrate to ARF now, DG.
Thank you, Chair.
Chair, can Ms. Danielle Machaku do the presentation on the ARF?
No problem.
Excuse me, Chair, my apologies, Chair. This is Lubabalo speaking, Chair.
Yes, what is the problem here?
Chair, it's not a problem, except for Chair to request that the written responses, Chair, be submitted a bit earlier than Tuesday, Chair, because we have a deadline to meet in terms of drafting the budget for the report, Chair, at least by Friday, if we can have all the written responses, Chair.
Okay, I'm sure there's no problem with that, DG.
If that is the deadline, we will meet it, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Oh, so Lubabalo, you can hear a bit of Afrikaans.
Can you English, please?
Okay. Okay, let us work on now. ARS.
Good afternoon, Chairperson. Good afternoon, DM, and good afternoon, DG, and honorable members and colleagues. In the interest of time, we will start on slide 4, and I'm not sure if ICT is going to slide the presentation. If we can start on slide 4. And on slide 4, we'd just like to highlight that the strategic focus of the ARF over the 5 years has remained the same, and it is still driven by the objectives of the ARF as per the ARF Act. And moving over to slide 5, just to highlight on slide 5, that the ARF has also been impacted by the downward trends in fiscal allocations. And as a result, we will have to do more with less and prioritize our allocations to maximize the impact of our interventions on the African continent, given the huge demands on resources. And moving over to slide 6, focusing on the APP of the 2022-2023 annual targets. And the first outcome indicator is the promotion of democracy and good governance. And in 2022-2023, we are expecting to have 3 SADC election observer missions that will be held in Seychelles, Kingdom of Lesotho, and Angola. And these will be funded within the existing budget. And the second objective is we are expecting to provide to have a request for technical assistance from at least one election that will be held over the period. And moving over to the next slide. For prevention and resolution of conflict, we are expecting to fund 1 mediation and conflict resolution project, and annually we always have a humanitarian crisis that will arise, so we're also budgeting for 1 project in that regard, and we'll also provide training through our diplomatic academy on also that will be done from existing budget, and the last program that we then have is our administration program, which looks at the monitoring and evaluation of the projects that we have on our books. And going over to the financial implications, over the medium term, the ARF has a budget of 156.2 million. And for the 2022-2023 budget is 51.1 million. And the fund has a surplus as we are concluding the preparation of our financial statements. And once they haven't been audited, we will then submit a request to retain surplus from National Treasury as allowed by the ARF Act, and also by the PFMA gives the Minister of Finance the powers to consider a request to retain a surplus from the ARF to be able to fund projects over the MTF. As our programming takes a bit longer, so we do not get allocated a budget with projects already approved upfront. Hence, there is the issue of concurrence on ARF funding between the Minister of DERCO and the